Welcome to the Transatlantic IT Rant of July the 17th, Tuesday evening. We've just come off the back of a speed dating experience with teachers in New York, thanks to Cheryl Nussbaum-Beach. I've been linked in with a group of fellow teachers. From what I could gather, it was Jane Nichols and Alana King from New Zealand, Wes Fryer and John Pedersen from, and Lisa Durf, sorry, from America, Jason Hando from Australia. Didn't fit Jen Wagner in there, but those are the people, and this is the resulting podcast.
To be able to record that conversation, turn it right into a podcast would be great.
Gizmo is new to me. I understand that Cheryl couldn't actually use Skype with you.
Yep.
I've used Skype a lot. In fact, one of the other people that you'll be talking to, a lady called Alana from New Zealand, her kids and our kids have actually Skype video conferenced each other, because the difference with Skype is you actually have video.
Yep.
But you can't, it doesn't record the video, unfortunately, but you can actually, while you're talking, you've got your webcam on, you can have a straight video link as well as the audio. Obviously, right. Gizmo doesn't have that, but we're trying it out. It seems fun. I mean, it's as good as Skype in the respect of the sound quality seems pretty good.
Yep. For the audio, yeah, I've used Skype quite a bit too.
But my kids, the other day actually, Alana was in at home. It was the evening for them. We were in school. I'd instant message Alana to say hello. My kids noticed. My kids are 7 to 8, and they were all over me saying, "Can we have a chat with Miss King? Can we have a chat with?" And they ended up, they were instant messaging her for about the next 15 minutes. And those are sort of 7-year-olds in a class in Wales talking to somebody 11,000 miles away. So a pretty cool tool.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, you have a good evening.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to speak with you.
Pleasure. Hi, I'm Gary Stone, superintendent, small district in New York State.
Hi.
I'm basically a digital immigrant, playing around with the tools and wanting to learn more how to use them with my teachers.
Join the club.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the people, apart from maybe Jason you'll speak to this evening, would class themselves in the under 50 brigade.
Yeah, that's so true. It seems like there's more and more tools out there each and every day to learn. And,
I think once you get in, the other thing is once you get in, I think if you can, if you're just starting off, I would say if you get yourself reading some really influential blogs, people like Cheryl. There are a couple of people over in the UK that I constantly keep up to date with. Hey, and another person over there called Wes Fryer that you'll speak to later. If you get on their blogs and find out the stuff that's being really useful, that will help a lot, because it'll actually point you in the direction of. So there is so much stuff, and sometimes you can just get taken over by what's there without actually having a chance to try it out properly with kids.
I've been playing with a lot of the tools and I learn a lot each day. So.
Which is your favorite so far?
Pardon me?
Which is your favorite so far?
I like Furl in terms of networking and bringing in things, bringing in websites that don't rot away.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. I've done a little bit of blogging, not a lot.
Yeah.
Trying to set up one now and trying to decide whether to go with WordPress, and then there was another one, I can't think of the name of it. I was playing with both of them to see which one I liked better.
There's a lot of us over in somewhere, it's called Blogger with Blogspot.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Blogger.
Blogger's easy to use. I mean, I've drifted into Blogger and I've set up a lot of school blogs within Blogger, and it seems nice to use.
Uh-huh.
And fairly easy.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
That's no problem. Nice to speak to you, Gary.
Is there anybody else here?
Do you want to switch tapes
one here? The next group will be coming over just about.
Oh, okay, it's cool. It's cool. I'm just sitting here marking work anyway. We haven't finished yet. We don't break up till Friday, so it's still school.
Okay. No, we're done.
We need another group over here, then?
Yeah.
We're going to be sending another group here.
Okay.
Hi, is Cheryl going to ring a bell?
We can hear you. So.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, I am here. Sat in my strange small corner of Wales, I am here.
Where are you at?
I'm in South Wales in the UK.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So the other side of the Atlantic from you.
We're trying out.
Well,
this,
are you a teacher or what do you do?
Oh, I'll give you a little bit about me. Okay, well, yeah, I'm a primary teacher. I've been teaching for nearly 20 years now, but it's only in the last 2 years that I suddenly discovered these Web 2.0 tools. So even though Cheryl puts me down as an expert, I've really only been doing it properly for about the last 12 to 15 months with kids. And it's something that's grown with what I've done. And I've found so many links to so many people that you'd never even believe you'd get in contact with. That it's just suddenly changed my whole way of doing things, certainly within a classroom situation, changed it a whole heap.
Well, most of us have not used or used it minimally. Can you share with us how you use it in the classroom? Blogs or wikis or whatever?
Yeah, well, blogs, we're passing acquaintance with wikis. We don't use them that much in primary. We see far more of a use for those maybe in high school. But in elementary school, blogging certainly is used in a number of ways. The one way I use it with our Blogspot blog is it's a bit like in a literacy lesson where we'll do collaborative writing. So we'll have the children sat down if I've got an interactive whiteboard or somewhere we can project it, and they will actually write and we'll amend it while we're going along. So it's got that aspect. So I use it as literacy in that case. And then we make comment people's blogs as literacy as well. And then they have their own writing area. We use something called Class Blogmeister, which is run by David Warlick. I'm sure if you ask Cheryl if you haven't seen Class Blogmeister already, she'll show you what it looks like. And within that area, when we have downtime, the kids can go in there and they have their own personal blog space where they do their own writing and get their own people. I mean, the thing that I do it for, and for the kids certainly, is we might have... Well, one of their blogs might have 120 views. So something they write at the age of 7 gets read by that many people, whereas normally it's in a book. It might get read by me, the teacher. Parents might read it. Now they've got lots of people reading it and making them a comment back. So that's the motivation for me, certainly for blogging.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Have you ever used mobile phones or cellular phones as educational tools in your classroom?
No, I haven't. Again, we're elementary, so we wouldn't do that. But if you look at, there's a blog that's down at the bottom of my my page on the wiki. It's a chap called Chris Fuller, who's a Spanish teacher and teaches Spanish with his kids. But he's got into, well, it's called mob blogging, isn't it? He did it from a trip on Dartmoor, which is over here, and they mob-blogged on back to their blog, and hundreds of parents read it. And there's another chap in Scotland who's done something very similar, where he's got them to add bits to blog while they were off on a school trip. So it's certainly starting to be used. It's coming in, but I don't know how long it'll take before it filters down to primary. I did hear one good use of it, though, which is a fun one. Somebody was doing a quiz in the classroom, and all of the kids had a different ringtone. And they could only answer the quiz, or know who was going to answer the question, by the ringtone that came up, because each of them were individual, which I thought was quite a fun way to use it. Just ask away.
How would you deal with, like, the... I say improper or incorrect use of blogs or wikis, such in the case, you know, profanity or...
Yeah.
Quite, how would you deal with that?
Well, I think, first of all, you've got to attack it from the other way around, from when you start. The one thing you've got to be very, very clear about when you start is the etiquette of blogging that they're allowed to use first, so that they're aware of that. I think that's very important to know. And the one thing they have to know with all of the blogs that we run in school, they're all moderated, so they all work in some sort of a walled garden situation. Our Blogspot blog that we use, I have to approve all the comments. And on the Class Blogmeister that we use, again, all comments come through to me. So they're quite aware that they can't actually post anything at all that will go straight on. It all has to come through a filter. So, and it's not been a problem. We haven't had any, the only thing we did have was one of the girls had a falling out with the other girl, one of the others, and just said, I don't like you, you're not my friend. And I, but that was great because it gave me the opportunity, without having said anything to them, just have a quiet chat. And I sorted, that helped with sorting out a class problem because I said, well, have you two, what's going on? And she said, oh, we just had a bit of an argument. But it didn't actually get anywhere because it never got posted, and we sorted it out. So that way, blogging and actually posting on a blog was helpful. But, go on, any more?
No, we're kind of looking at each other right now thinking of it.
Go ahead, it doesn't matter, whatever.
Have you always taught elementary school? Have you taught any other grades?
No, I've always taught elementary. I've been teaching for 19, 20 odd years, and I've taught all the way from the top end, the 11-year-olds, down to the 7-year-olds. I've had 7 to 8-year-olds this year, and this is the year that we've done, well, huge amount of podcasting and blogging. They're very into blogging and using Skype. We've used a lot of Skype. But we obviously only use it within the situation where they use my all of my list of friends, all of whom are educationalists anyway, so there's no problem of access, which they shouldn't have.
The reason why I ask you about the improper use of blogs and whatnot is because I teach 13-year-olds. I teach 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
That would definitely happen.
Yeah. I think you've got to be upfront about it. I mean, they have a vocabulary that maybe you have to agree with them. You have to say, well, okay, I mean, some of the ways that people speak or children speak have to be coded in a way that you allow some things, but you don't allow it to go over the edge and over the top. And if they're aware of that, then I think they respect it. I think it's a way of building respect as well, doing it that way.
I think you're right.
I've become people who won't go on and do that, hopefully, as they get older and they're using things like Bebo and other things and whatever. It might help that, I don't know. That's okay. What are people's favorite Web 2.0 tools at the moment? Or haven't you tried any out yet?
I'm a high school teacher. I teach art, actually, and I'm just looking for ways of starting to integrate this. I teach a lot of technology in terms of like film editing, cartooning, animation. So I'm very versed in technology, and I feel somewhat intimidated on how to approach this. Can you recommend any good icebreakers for myself to start to do this?
One thing I'd have you have a look at, there's, again, on my wiki page, down towards the bottom, there are a couple of sort of high school podcast links. One of them, I think it's one in, I can't remember offhand, but one of them is a link to an art project where a girl has actually put her artwork on and has discussed it as a small video podcast. And she's actually used it as a critique of her art and how she felt about it when she was making it. I mean, it's a grown-up piece. It's quite an interesting piece of work. It was certainly one to have a look at for looking at actually getting kids to discuss their work.
Very wonderful. Thank you for the tip.
Yeah, say, have a look. It's down towards the bottom, and it's got the name of the girl at the bottom, which is, you have to search for it a bit. It's on a site called Recap, but it's certainly worth having a look at.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks for sharing. We enjoyed your comments and we enjoyed your accent.
I don't have an accent.
I know we do. All right, we're moving on. There may be more people coming.
It's been really good to see you.
You're welcome to go in the other room as well. Okay, then we're gonna go ahead and switch, okay? Thank you very much, it was a pleasure.
Cheryl, I like the music.
That's a two-way conversation.
Cheryl, I love the music.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Cheryl, how are you?
You're in Wales.
I'm Suzanne. I'm the technology coordinator for a small district in Western New York.
Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you tell Cheryl that Alana can't hear anyone and no one can hear her? I don't know if she's aware of it.
You can't hear?
No, Alana, one of the other presenters, can't hear anyone over her gizmo, and she doesn't know if Cheryl is aware of that. Could you let her know?
Are you speaking about Tom?
There's Paul. Can I speak to Cheryl?
Cheryl? Yes, one moment.
Yes?
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, you want to just bring him into this room?
No.
Go ahead.
Hi, Cheryl. Are you aware that Alana can't actually hear anybody and no one can hear her in Gizmo? They're typing to her. Oh, that's fine. She's just typed to me to say no one could hear her, and she didn't know whether you were aware.
We can hear her, but we can't. She can't hear us. They're trying to
Does she know they can hear her?
They've typed that they can. You can just tell her real quick.
I'll tell her. Yeah, no problem.
We need to close Skype. That was probably causing the problem.
Okay, I'll let her know.
All right, we have a whole new group here, and they're looking at your picture. They're very anxious to hear what you have to say.
Oh, dear, I do feel sorry for them. Hi, how are you?
Hello, we have a few people here. I'm Barb Gorham. I teach French and Spanish at a small district in Western New York.
Yeah.
As my first experience with this, so...
Don't worry, we've all been there. I said, saying to the other group that even though Cheryl's got us down as experts, if you'd asked me 12 months ago about Web 2.0, I would probably have been in a very similar position to you, saying, yeah, I get it, I know what it's all about. But what's all this stuff? Because I was exactly the same. Before Cheryl's K-12 online conference last year, I knew I wanted to do stuff, but I had no idea how to do it. So I've picked, and I've been teaching for 20 years, and if I can pick it up, anybody can.
Same here. Interesting. Yeah, what is with, looks kind of like a devil jester picture. What's this picture representing?
What's that? Sorry, which one's that?
The
devil jester, my picture.
Devil
I don't know, it's just what I chose. I get these very strange things, and I seem to have chosen that one.
That's part of their British humor. Right?
Apparently.
We have some others here. They'd like to introduce themselves too, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to you later about language stuff then.
Okay, great. They're playing shy for some odd reason.
Well, I'll talk to you then. I don't mind.
Okay, so talk to me. Okay. No, somebody else wants to speak.
Paul, it's Suzanne again. what subject do you teach?
I teach all subjects. I'm an elementary teacher.
Oh, okay. What grade?
My children are age 7 to 8, so I don't know what you call that. Is that 2 with you, or it's year 3 for us?
Oh, okay.
So I teach very little ones.
Can you tell us about the most exciting Web 2.0 project you did with your class last year?
That has to be our Skype conference calls with New Zealand. Which all linked from podcasting, really, but the really interesting part was the Skype part. We got to know Alana, who's one of the other presenters that you can't actually hear, you can only type to. She's over in the South Island of New Zealand, so she's 11,000 miles away from us. And we would Skype, because of the time difference, we'd Skype children to teacher, and then they'd Skype, their children would Skype me as a teacher, and we'd pass messages back and forth. And then just before Christmas, we actually did a bit where we came back into school at 8 o'clock at night. My little 7-year-olds came into school at 8, and we talked to Alana's class at 9 o'clock in the morning before their school started. And we redid that now a couple of months ago. We switched round, and they came in late. we had one of their kids over on holiday in the UK, and he spoke to his friends and used video conferencing. So that's, I think, been one of the cool tools that we've used this year. We really like using it.
Sounds interesting.
Okay, but now the real important question is, have you guys had early access to the last Harry Potter novel?
Absolutely not. Funny enough, it was on the news tonight. There's apparently something on the web, isn't there, that's supposed to look very like it, and they're not sure if it is it or not. No, we haven't. Sorry. She won't even let us know.
Wait till next week, I guess.
Like everybody else.
Any questions you want to ask us?
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm just getting... Durf is telling me that I'm talking too loudly because she's Skyping at the same time saying she can hear me. So I must be talking too loud. It's fair. You don't realize, for about the last hour before we started talking to you, all of us were having this massive, very silly Skype conversation. That's what happens with these sort of tools once you start using them. You suddenly find you're talking to people all over the world.
Over here.
Has anybody there ever used Second Life?
I'm sorry?
Has anyone there ever used Second Life?
I haven't. Anybody?
Is that like life after your divorce, or is that what it is?
It's a virtual world, so it could fall into that category, I guess.
but it's
one of these where you go online and you actually can see other people that are online at the same time. And the other evening, I was sat in a cafe that's called Blogger's Cafe on Second Life, and I was talking to Jane, who you're talking with tonight, Alana and Durf. Well, they're all from all around the world, and we're actually sat in the same room, which is a really weird experience. It can be used for older kids.
I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I still have dial-up connections, so I...
Oh!
I have to read a book while I'm using
it. I can't honestly think I could ever go back to that. I've been using using online stuff for probably about 12 years, and I remember sitting wait pages to download 12 years ago with my kids thinking, this is wonderful. Half an hour later, we got a page to read. It was marvelous.
That's what it's like in my house. Yeah. Welcome to my world.
I thought we were pretty much behind in Wales, Mima. There you go.
I don't know, it's just like a Bermuda Triangle on my hill.
So I guess using the tools at home would be pretty difficult.
Okay, let's go and wind our conversation down.
Okay.
Okay, we've got to wind our conversation down.
That was great fun. Nice to talk to you, Laura.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye for now. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Put off.
So there you have it, a conversation between me here in Wales and various groups of teachers from New York, with an interesting exchange of views on various Web 2.0 tools. A big thank you to Cheryl Nussbaum-Beach for all of her hard work in organising the event. It's a 3-day event for them, and also for setting up this gizmo chat between us and the high school teachers in New York. It was good fun. Thanks all, and see you soon.